Do you know about the banana? Do you know about the banana apocalypse?
Okay. Oh, vaguely.
Okay, so there, you
the
know,
banana apocalypse.
The banana apocalypse, right?
The banana apocalypse. Sure. We're going with that.
We're going with that. You know how banana flavouring doesn't taste like bananas? It's because banana flavouring was based on a banana called the Gros Michel banana, Big Mike banana, which was the tastiest, juiciest banana that ever did exist.
It's not clear to me whether Hannah's making this up or not. I will check this afterwards.
It's absolutely true. Gros Michel, Big Mike banana, uh-huh. Absolutely delicious. They cloned it and cloned it and cloned it until the entire world was covered all around with Big Mike bananas. They were all identical genetically, or very little genetic diversity, at which point some disease appears that is essentially kryptonite to the Big Mike banana and wipes out the entire global population of Big Mike bananas. And Big Banana, the Big Banana corporates, didn't learn their lesson from this, because they've essentially done the same thing again. Now, all the bananas around the world are essentially clones of one other tasty banana that they found, called the Cavendish banana. And people are genuinely worried about the banana apocalypse.
And that's the banana apocalypse, because bananas are so susceptible to disease.
Because they're all the same.